Shir number 53, continuing. The Chayvus Halavavos in Shaar Bitachon, Perek Gimel, is telling us how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given each person a specific nature and an interest into a specific type of parnasa, into a certain talent that he has. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done that for the animals, and he continues and he says, Uvidayim ledugma zu timsa, very similar to what we explained, that each animal has a nature for what it needs to sustain itself, and therefore its build and its body is also created in that way. Similarly, we find that a person also, every person, has a specific field and a specific type of business that he is misugal for, that's something that he is drawn to, that he is good at. And it works out the way who he is and what his body is. Like we said, the person who's very smart but very weak, so his interest is not going to be in schlepping. His interest is going to be in computers and something he uses his brains for. And to someone who's not as smart, but he's a tough guy, strong build, naturally his instincts are probably going to be towards more physical work. Now, obviously, with animals, it's very obvious and very simple, and because it's their nature. My humans, it's very different. However, if a person finds in his midos and in his teva and his nature a certain desire to a certain field, and he sees that this is what he's built for, he's able to handle the work that comes along with it. That is something that he should go and try to pursue for himself. And therefore, and that's what he will use as his ishtadlus, as his medium to earn a parnasa. Now once he chooses what the proper thing for him is, he should make sure that he puts his effort into it. It's an interesting chiddush here, the Chayvus Halavavos. A person should put his effort into, when you've decided what's matim for you, and it works out with all the cheshbonos, and you get into it, so a person should be oisik in that, whether he's successful or not. Why? And even if sometimes it doesn't earn him his parnasa, he shouldn't be disgusted with it. Rather, he should be b'teach b'Hashem, he should have b'tochen, that Hashem will take care of his needs. Because the bottom line is that, as we're saying, it's only ishtadlus anyways. It's only ishtadlus. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person to be able to do the things when he has to go through the motions that's matim to him. Now whether the ishtadlus will bear fruits or not, that has nothing really to do with the ishtadlus. That's up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So therefore, once he chooses his profession, he should be b'teach b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, says the Chayvus Halavavos, v'chashem achshavoiso v'gufoi, when a person's thoughts and his body are involved in this medium of parnasa, or in the attempt to get this medium of parnasa, what should be his intention? He should have in mind that he's fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem. He should have in mind that this is the mitzvah, he's been mekayim, the mitzvah of Hashem, who commanded him to be involved in work, in physical work, whether it's to work the land, plowing and planting, k'may shekasuv, v'yikach Hashem alikim es hodom v'enichei b'gan Eden lovdu l'shomro. And Hashem also commanded him to use other living things in this world for his needs, usizunasai, and for his sustenance, ulivnias medinais, and in order to build countries, vachonas mazain. And Hashem commanded him to get married, to have children, And basically that just sums up the gashmiest things that we are involved in, that when a person has in mind that he's doing it to be mekayim the mitzvah Hashem, who yikabel schar al zeh, he'll receive reward beinim hoitzia shivasa lapoyel, beinim lo hoitzia shivasa lapoyel, whether or not he actually was successful in what he did, it makes no difference. What he was going through the motions, he had kavana that he's doing it to be mekayim the rotzon of Hashem. Kemo shekasuv, yagia kapecho kiseichel ashrecho v'toivloch. If you eventually you're going to eat the fruits of your hard work, that's ashrecho v'toivloch. That's special, fortunate. It's not always like that, that you're zoicha to be able to be successful. However, whether you're successful or not, you're mimikayim a mitzvah of the Ratzon Hashem. If you have in mind, that's what you're doing. V'amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, v'chol masecha yu l'shem shamayim. Uvitchoyne belikim yishar shalim. But his bitachon in Hashem has to remain complete. V'lo yipogim b'mu'uma b'zeh shu mishtadu l'hasikem tzoyin sheisparnes ayodam. And he should not ever, his bitachon should never be pogum. Should never be any problems with it. Shouldn't be weakened with the fact that he is working through the mediums to get a parnasa. When a person works and in his mind l'shem shamayim, so he's just bringing ruchnis into it, and that's going to make sure that it won't mar his bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because sometimes, if of course we're b'teach b'Hashem, but we get caught up in our work and our ishtadlus, and we think we're doing it. But if you're constantly thinking, I'm doing this just to be mekayim the ratzon of Hashem, but Hashem is actually the one who's giving me the parnasa, and these are just the motions I'm going through, so his bitachon will remain intact. And he ends off this parak the Chayvus Halvavus and says, "Vayachshav Adam ki parnasasay tluya b'mtsoy mesuyim." Never think that your sustenance is dependent on a certain means. V'im yader m'menu oisem tsoy, and if you'll be lacking that means, loisavay parnasasay de'mtsoy acher, that it's not possible that you will get your parnasa through a different medium. Aliyiftach alelikim v'parnasasay. The bottom line is you rely on Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need any ideas. There's nothing, not one better medium than the other for Hashem. They're all equal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many different ways, infinite ways to support a person. Whenever he wants, Hashem's never held back little or a lot from saving. It's not through acumen and not through strength. That's not what brings success. It's only through the Ratzon of Hashem. Ki beruchi amar Hashem tzvakeis. And that is the end of Perek Gimel. And in this Perek Gimel, it was a long Perek, we covered many important topics. We covered why we must rely only on Hashem, why a person has to stay busy and occupied, a little bit of an understanding of Tzadik V'Raloi and Rosh V'Toivloi, the responsibility we have either to work L'Shem Shemayim or to occupy our day with Limud HaTorah, and we have to internalize these lessons and practice them, and if we do, we will grow in our bitachon, and our lives will become elevated and full of happiness and fulfillment, and Bez Hashem in the next year, we'll start Perek Daleth.